Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend on Classic Hits, and Damien Farrelly is back today because we don't like to give him a day off. Morning, Damien, how are you?
Good morning, Trina. It's very cold at the morning for the porridge. It's getting nice and cold all weekend. It is.
Do you know what I noticed though earlier on in the week? The days are definitely getting a little bit brighter earlier in the day.
Yeah, my wife said that to me during the week as well. So that's good. That's positive. Trina, I want to tell you about twin sisters, right? Their names are Brittany and Brianna, and they live in the States. They share every milestone together across their lives, being twins. So what they're after doing, so much so, they married another set of identical twins. So Brittany and Brianna have married Josh and Jeremy, and they're expecting babies. Guess what? At the same time.
Oh, no. There's some things that you need to keep separate. I don't kind of get, like, maybe it's because I'm not a twin, but and maybe twins listening will say, yeah, we do everything together. Identical twin sisters marrying identical twin brothers. So does that mean they fancy their brother-in-law or their sister-in-law?
Yeah, I don't know. And do twins really want to do everything together? Is that a thing or is it a myth? Trina, they're even living in the same house. So it just smells a small bit weird. But they seem very happy. But I'm just wondering, when they have their babies, will all the babies, will they have twins firstly? And then will those babies, if they're twins or not, have the same kind of identical makeup as their parents?
Well, all the children, the cousins will look the exact same because their father and their mother are identical twins. They've got the exact same genetic makeup as their cousin. It's weird. Yeah. Only in America this could happen.
Yeah, only in America. But you know what? You're right. Could you mistake kissing the wrong bloke or the wrong, like, could you kiss your sister-in-law instead of your wife?
Oh, God! You know? If Jeremy Kyle was still around, they'd likely be on that show. Damien, when are you back on the radio?
Tomorrow morning, Classic Hit Sunday, and the rules are simple. You say we play. Give us a WhatsApp, 087-188-0008, and we'll get your song on for you.
Great, and then back on air then on a Monday after that for the Damien Farrelly Show, 2 o'clock every single day.
Yeah, and do you know what? It's got busy. It's got so busy, and I presume a lot of parents are kind of freaking out. I'm glad to have a second week done because this homeschooling is just crazy. It's nuts. Seesaw. So when a Friday evening comes, we're all exhausted because we're three and we've had to get another laptop. There's one in one of the rooms doing Zoom calls and doing the school with all the teachers live. Two primary school children trying to upload the stuff on Seesaw, and one won't help the other. And there's two of us here working away from home as well. It's crazy. When will the schools open? Bring it on.
You thought the teachers did nothing and had a great life, and now you know. Now you know.
Damn right I know. Do you know what? I feel sorry for teachers, and we're big fans of them on our show every afternoon. We always say thank you to our teachers. But if you're an actual teacher and you've got kids and you're trying to work from home as well, madness.
Well, fingers crossed. We're coming to the end of it, Damien. Thanks so much, and we will listen to you tomorrow morning. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.